Oh, well, we'd have a chop axe, hand saw, cross cut saw, and a hammer, hoes, rakes, shovels.
Mm-hmm. I see. Y'all had a wagon?
Yeah, I had a wagon.
Could you tell me about that wagon, you know, what you call some of the different parts of it? Like that long wooden thing that went between the horses?
Well, out there in the front end of it, you hooked on, you had the, what we call the tongue in there. Put a horse, a mule on each side of it. And it was made, the front end had a, what we call a rocking bolster. It had a sand bolster up here on the front. There's a little opening in there, his stationary. You couple the back end up there with what we call a coupling tongue, a coupling pole. Mm-hmm. And that bolster back there was solid. This other one was just set up here, it was tapered, so your wheels could cut around. Mm-hmm. It's just pinned together with a big pin right here in the middle.
Yes, sir.
Had what we call the bed made out of wood. You could lift them on and off. We go to haul rails out of the new ground to make a fence. We lay that bed off. We could handle the rails better just on the wagon.
Mm-hmm. I see. What did you call the thing that the traces came back and attached to?
Single tree. Mm-hmm. Well, it had a long one fastened here in the middle on the tongue, come out here about so long, and then a single tree on each side. It had up here to hold up the tongue. It had a metal nose around it and a ring up here. The ring's called lots of breast yoke. Mm-hmm. Fasted up here, you had the chain come down under your horses from your hands on each side.